Neon and Nevada go hand in hand. The flashing tube lights are synonymous with the Silver State and have long told our story. Neon has surged in popularity at times and fizzled out in others. Our arts and culture reporter Holly Hutchings has been looking into this integral part of Nevada identity and talked with news director Michelle Billman about the story she's discovered.
So Holly, why take this deeper dive into neon?
Well, neon signs are fixtures in Nevada life. They seem to have lost some of that prominence that they once had as we kind of see them coming down more and more. And it just made me want to look at the history of the signs, what they've meant to the area, and what the future of neon can look like.
And it is clear that we're losing signs as some of the motels get demolished. How many neon signs do you think have come down?
Yeah, that's kind of hard to say because there are those charming small signs on businesses across northern Nevada, as well as the motels and big casinos we're more familiar with. Some neon aficionados think that we've lost about a dozen signs in the last couple of years alone here in Reno. That includes those that are in the Jacobs footprint, like the Star of Reno or the Keno, and really recently the Mardi Gras Motel, as well as properties all over. And with development comes demolition, so many of the signs are lost to that. But other times, businesses just close up shop for whatever reason, and their signs are left to either be trashed or taken down by preservationists and collectors.
Mm-hmm. And what is being done to hang on to those signs once the businesses come down?
We have one prominent sign preservationist in Reno with big lofty goals. His name is Will Durham. He leads the Nevada Neon Project. His nonprofit has accumulated about 100 signs from across the entire state, from the Riviera in Las Vegas to the Brandon Iron in Elko. Here's what he wants to do with all that neon.
We'd like to build a modern museum that focuses on Nevada history and elements of Nevada that uses the neon as kind of an entree into talking about these things. Because we have, you know, one of the largest collections in the world, and we would like to show it off in Reno. I mean, we have enough to do a world-class museum.
Nobody I talk to wants the signs to come down. There are preservation efforts in place before it even gets to that point. HARPS, the Historical Reno Preservation Society, has a watch list of properties that are in danger that they keep an eye on. Zoanne Campana of HARPS said that letting the public and the business owners know about the sign and the property attached to it are key to keeping the properties.
And the best kind of advocacy is education, is really teaching people what our history is, what we have left of it, what is valuable and why it's valuable. It's not so much chaining yourself to a bulldozer. That's not good advocacy. You don't want to be adversarial. It's all about cooperating with people and working together.
It really is a group effort between the people working to keep and then preserve the signs.
Holly, what efforts is the city of Reno making in our area on this front?
I spoke with Jenny Breckus, the city council rep over Ward 1, which has lost substantial amounts of neon signs. She said the city is kind of playing catch up.
It's been a rough couple years for historic preservation in Reno. I think that a lot of the focus has been on the last bits of the 19th century architecture that we have. So when you start talking about neon, particularly on the motoring lodges, we just have not really taken that leap to have some preservation.
And despite the hurdles to preservation, there are several efforts underway. Holly, can you take me through some of those?
Yeah, there are actually quite a few. Besides the museum, which we've already talked about, UNR has offered a couple classes every few semesters that focus on neon research and design and typography that goes into the signs. There's also a neon digital archive that's being spearheaded by a professor at UNR, which will be a creative, interactive website that digitally preserves the neon signs. There's even a bunch of elementary kids in Carson City pushing legislation to lock neon into the Nevada history books. These are all efforts that my series will dig into more throughout the month.
Holly Hutchings, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Holly Hutchings' series is called Sparked, Northern Nevada's Neon. You'll hear and see her various reports on KUNR and at KUNR.org. I'm Michelle Billman.